Greetings and salutations, everyone. This is John Emota, your AV Insider host. That's the name of the show. AV Insider is a show on the Rave Radio Network, which can be found at ravepubs.com. Fancy that. As you know, I am your host. I have a special guest, and as always, actually, he's been on another show of Rave recently at Infocom, but I'll let him tell you all about that. Not me. It's not about me. It's about him. And the special guest is Ken Eagle, Ken of Atlona, who is far beyond all the ins and outs that I can remember that he does at Atlona. He does a lot. I know it's in training. But how about, Ken, you tell me what you do. Also, hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well, man. Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me on. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, not too long, but, you know, a little bit since Infocom.
Good times, man.
Well, now, remind me, what's your official role of the company? I was going to say lead Imagineer, basically just make things happen there.
I might steal that from you. That's a good one. I like that.
Cool.
So officially, I'm the Global Director of Training and Technical Sales. It's sort of a mouthful. Quite honestly, it's not really the most descriptive title out there. You know, we're a large company. Atlona's global. We got a lot of working pieces everywhere, so there's a lot to manage. I get to wear three different hats at any one time with my title, and okay. That is obviously training. So we have a pretty extensive training program, which I want to get around to talking about a little bit because I'm talking about our training program. It's won a lot of awards. It's been a great program.
Okay, we're definitely going to talk about that. Yeah, we'll definitely get there.
Then sales engineering is the second hat. So, you know, you can imagine with interest all over not only North America but globally, we have a lot of different projects we get involved in. And with the level of detail some of those projects require, you can't just always buy a switch and stick it in. It's not like an extender, hey, I need a transmitter receiver, and we're done. Sometimes it's a lot more complicated than that and requires some engineering, some pre-sales engineering to go into that design. So my team and I get involved, and we work on the pre-sale side to help design that solution and make sure it's exactly right when it goes in for that customer.
Okay.
And then also along with the pre-sale side, I have the inside sales team, sometimes called channel sales team, which sits in our corporate office or headquarters in San Jose.
Sweet.
And these are the guys who are on the phone all the time. You call in with a pre-sales question. You just want to know, hey, do you guys have a product that does this? Or, hey, I'm working on a job and I need one of these. Does your product have this kind of output on it? Does it meet this spec? You call in, those guys are there to help support that, connect you with the right reseller, answer your questions on those products.
Okay, cool. Now, before we talk about all those things and a little bit about Atlona, the company itself, what I would love to hear is the story behind the person that I'm seeing with who has all these roles at Atlona, right? So it will probably take a pretty diverse person with a very good rounded skill set to do these things. So let's learn a little bit about you, right? Maybe this is your first job in the tech industry ever. Maybe it's your first job. I don't know. But what I would like to know is kind of like your background in tech, if there is one, and kind of how you got here at Atlona today.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right about your response there. There's a lot of different pieces that go into making somebody in my role, and all my different experiences uniquely prepared me for that. So,
okay.
I was not always in technology. You know, I'm from a blue collar neighborhood on the outskirts of Detroit. My entire family worked in the automotive industry. You know, my hands are beat up. I spent my young career working on cars, doing construction, doing a lot of blue collar kind of stuff. But that really got me intrigued in how things worked, in the nuts and the bolts and the bits and the pieces. I really had a kind of an engineering want to know about how everything worked. But on the other side as well, you know, I was outgoing. I like to be around people, and I was always out. So there was kind of a understanding for me always of I could talk the technology, but I could hang out with everybody else too and translate the techie speak sometimes. So that kind of started early on just because of where I was and what I got to see on a regular basis. So then I went to college and studied computer science, computer information systems. So that's where I had my degree. I got out of college, went into the IT industry. That was my goal. You know, I wanted to go into IT. This is mid 90s, right? So, you know, .com era, everything's blowing up. Everybody wants to be in IT. So I did that whole thing, got the degree, got out there in the world, and I loved it. But something kind of was missing for me just a little bit. I don't know what it was. So my wife, her dad lived in Atlanta, Georgia, where I live now.
Okay.
So we were on a trip from Detroit to Atlanta, and in the airport, I'm just at one of the magazine racks, and I'm browsing through some magazines, and I come across this copy of an old publication that used to be in the residential industry called Electronic House Magazine.
I'm familiar.
And so I started flipping through that. I'm like, dude, this is really interesting. I bought the magazine. I took it home. I subscribed to it. And this is late 90s kind of right here. So that whole home theater craze that we saw is just starting to build. And right. Every month I get this magazine, and in Electronic House did something unique. They would put somebody on the cover of the magazine every month who owned a small residential business, and they would profile that person. You know, they're doing $1 million, they're doing $3 million, they're located here, they're selling home theaters. And it got me really interested. And in the background, I'd always kind of tinkered around with electronics, car stereos, two-channel audio in my house, that kind of thing. And I thought, you know what, I'm in this IT world, and it's just this big corporate runaround, and you're just a number with these big companies. And I thought, I want to start my own business. But I couldn't break into the IT space. That's just requires an amazing amount of capital. It was just tricky to do. But this AV side of things sounded really interesting. Could I be a small contractor, start up my own home theater business?
Yeah.
So I took about a year and a half of studying, learning some things, getting involved in CEDIA, getting some certifications, building a business plan, procuring some funds. And I quit my big six-figure IT job, and I started my own residential AV company.
Sweet. And
yeah, it was great. I did that up for about 7 years in the Detroit market. It was awesome. Probably one of the most exciting times of my life, perhaps the most exciting individual job I ever had. When you talk about wearing hats, you know, I mean, I was the designer, I was
right.
the installer, I was the programmer. I pulled all the wire, I did all the rough in, all the trim out. I did all the books, I did all the sales, and we grew, and we got a few more people. We ended up being about a five-man shop doing about a little over $1 million in high-end home theater.
It's awesome.
It was really cool. It was just a lot of fun until that market changed and things happened. I sold the business, got out of it, and then went into the commercial side for just a little while. I knew some folks who worked at AVISPL. I joined up with them.
Mm-hmm.
As a sales executive on their team for a little while. And then, that was a tricky time because you had the automotive companies. If you remember this few years back, we had that kind of depression time in the U.S. and the automotive companies went through their bankruptcy period. Well, living in Detroit, that was not a good time to be there. And I was looking for opportunities to do something different. And a company called Digital Projection, excellent projector manufacturer, based out of Atlanta, Georgia, I posted a job for a regional sales manager for the Midwest, and I applied for that job, interviewed, got the position, and took on becoming their regional sales manager for about 3 years in a 13-state territory in the Midwest. I had a blast
awesome.
Doing it, got me out of Detroit, met a ton of people in the commercial and residential markets, and introduced me to the manufacturing side of AV. So I've been an installer, an integrator. Right? I was the integrator.
Up until that point. Yeah, now you're on the manufacturing side.
Now I'm on the manufacturing side. So you see where this is starting to go. I have now worked on the
Dealer-installer.
Dealer-installer. I've been a manufacturer. I've worked in residential. I've worked in commercial. I'm seeing a whole lot of the sides of the coin from all different places.
Right.
Everything from the guy installing it to the guy struggling to make a dollar to the guy selling big executive jobs to the whole gamut. So it gave me a unique perspective on the industry, particularly for a manufacturer like at Lona who sells in both the residential and the commercial space.
Right.
You need somebody who understands both sides of the coin. So it uniquely prepared me for the position. Now, a couple other things happened along the way too. Let me go back into my college days. I was, I did really well in the university I was at. It was a really cool environment. I became a student employee there. The gentleman I worked for retired. The university hired me full time as an IT manager of the help desk for the university. And then the School of Business hired me while I was still not even a graduated student yet. The School of Business hired me to be a special instructor, teaching 4-credit classes to lecture halls of 200 students.
Wow.
For a couple of years. So because they were trying to launch these new incoming computer courses to business students, where kids had to come in and take Word, PowerPoint, Excel. They had to build a web page. They had to learn how to build an Access database, et cetera, the whole kind of thing. So I taught that class with the Associated Computer Lab. So I got used to speaking in front of big groups of people.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to where I was with digital projection. After 3 years of kicking around the Midwest and tripled their revenue in the region, they promoted me and moved me to Atlanta, where I am today, and put me in charge of their training division. They didn't have a training division. They asked me to come create that for them and create their consultant division, be a consultant liaison. So I did that for a while until I met up with the folks, the fine gentlemen who own Atlona, and they lured me over to do something similar for them. And I've been there for just about 5 years now, and it's just an amazing company and a great experience.
Wow, that is very, very impressive.
Kind of been a little bit everywhere now.
No, that's awesome. I think it's good. I mean, to go back to you were saying that you came from, like, you know, the blue collar industry, right? So my family here, brothers, father in the integration, right? Mostly on the resi side, we do some commercial, but that a lot of that is my experience there, and they all do that, right? So it's all over here, and I'm in wine country where there's, like, there some people's vacation homes are here. I mean, not me. I couldn't even afford a regular home here, let alone a vacation home. But there's that. And then prior to that, before getting into that industry with the fam, I was in manufacturing for many years, right? And prior to that, I actually grew up looking stuff at the panel shop at an electrical company. My dad was, like, VP of controls and, like, resi in commercial at for that same thing. So it was like, because we're in the wine industry, it is motor controls and things like that for, you know, for everything running the facility, that translates to probably around this time, I'm thinking, you know, in the 90s when you were doing your thing, the early home automation stuff, these VPs of these companies were like, well, what, we can do that here in our tasting room, in our facility, let's take that home.
Yeah. So
that's kind of where the family's business grew into. And eventually that, you know, I got through my manufacturing stage, which for like 8 years was in machine shops for Boeing and things like that. So I saw a lot of that stuff. I never really did, like, the automotive stuff, but other stuff, wrenching on really big ass machines and stuff that's making landing gear for all the planes that we all fly on today.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Well, fast forward to here we are today. Ken, you are now at Lona doing a little bit of everything. Which you've kind of just explained. We're going to get a little more into detail on that. What I would love to hear is a little bit about Atlona. Who is Atlona, right? Like, I know, you know, probably a lot of the people know, but not everybody knows. Could you just give me a generic or as detailed as you like story about Atlona? Who's the company?
Yeah, so, you know, I like visual images. So let me see if I can conjure up, paint a visual image. The company's been around for almost 15 years. You start out in the residential space, building little gadgets for the AV industry, and they did really well. And now they've grown up to be a big integrator, a company that builds solution integrations for integrators. So the tricky thing about Atlona is, growing up over all of those years, lots of different integrators around the world, lots of distributors, lots of different partners have used Atlona in one way or another, because we made so many different little parts. Somebody used an extender set. Somebody used an audio converter. Somebody bought our cables. Somebody used an HDMI switch. The trick about that is, and I want you to, here's the visual image. Think about on the floor, when you were a kid or if you have kids, a pile of Legos. Spread out, just dump the bucket of Legos all over the floor.
My feet are already starting to hurt.
Hey, no, you got to watch out. All right. And over here, you're building something. You've got a building, a structure over here that you're making.
Right.
And you think, oh, man, I am just missing a couple of blue pieces for this wall over here.
Yeah.
You go over to the pile and you pull out the one piece that was in that bucket that you need, and it completes your solution over there.
Right.
That was Atlona. Okay. We were that company that had that one piece that you could buy and use it to complete the solution that you were working on.
Right.
Lots of people think of Atlona that way. even today, that's a challenge for us because that's not who we are, but that's the mentality of who people think we are because they've used us. And that's good. It's not a bad thing. We've just evolved a lot since then. Today, okay. now let me change the perception. Go into your brick and mortar store or go to Amazon if you want and search for Lego spaceship. And you get this big box of a Lego spaceship, 3,000 pieces, everyone goes in and it makes the spaceship solution. It's done. You buy one box, you got the whole solution. You're set, right?
Right.
That's more like Atlona today than the pile of Legos on the floor, right? Because today Atlona is a company that offers complete solutions for lots of different applications, corporate, residential, government, healthcare, higher education, sports bars. There's a lot of different places where Atlona fits, and we offer a wide range of products to fill all of those needs. Now, that's not to say you don't have to go out and buy speakers from somebody and a display and cable, but you got a solution for, let's say, a whole home distribution system. You okay. can buy the switch, all the components, the pieces, the audio gear, so the control, the inputs that you need from Atlona for your whole system. Or even if you've got a conference room, a fancy two-way conference room where you're speaking using Skype connections to somebody across the country.
Right.
We have a complete solution for an application just like that with control built into it. And we have partners who provide things like special audio. So we're now more of a company that you would call our pre-sales team, my team, and say, hey, you know, we're working on this fancy room or this fancy house, and do you have a solution for this? Yes, we can build an entire solution to fill your complete need and not just give you the blue Lego to complete the solution you're already building using somebody else's product.
Right. You know, what I would love to see one day, because, you know, I'm familiar with Atlona in the somewhat early stages, not the full, what did you say, 12 years or 15 years?
We're right at 13 years, right? We're going on 15 years right now. Yeah.
So I probably know them, let's say, for the last eight, not the full gamut. But I saw a lot of, like, the early stuff in the resi side, and that's where I met a lot of interesting people. And they were like you said, I'm like, oh, these guys have X. I need this, right? And that's basically how I found them. They're also not too far from where I live now. You know, I could drive down the highway and get there. So being that they were local to me, I'm like, oh, that's even better, right? I can get stuff within a very, very quick turnaround time. If I really had to, I could go drive down the factory should I need to or whatever, or the offices. It was great, you know, and since then, like you said, it expanded quite a bit, which is even better. And I would almost love to see like a, when you say controls built in, I know what you're talking about. I would love to see like a UX built into a little panel or something that is at Lona, right? Control, switch our products from the wall or whatever, right? Like a local control system for the control system, if you will, right?
So I've got some really exciting news for you then.
Oh,
wow. We do have that system. We have that full touch panel control system.
Okay.
We showed it at Infocom when we were in Orlando in June.
Okay.
We will have it showing it live at Cedia in San Diego next month, and that product will begin shipping at the end of this month before we even get to Cedia. So it's a product we call Velocity.
It's a Velocity.
It's a control system from Atlona where you will build the complete control system through a really very easy to use web GUI interface.
Okay.
And then you will design your own control tablet, you know, your own control display within that function as well. And then we sell a 5.5-inch and 8-inch display Android-based tablets that you can be handheld or wall-mounted. And on top of that, you can buy licenses to run the software on any tablet. I mean, it could, you know, I can run it on my iPhone. You can run it on yours. You can run it on an iPad. You can run it on a computer. So there's no limit to where you can run it at. But exactly what you're asking for, that is now being released later this month from Atlona. In fact, if you go to atlona.com today, right on the main page, there's a big Velocity banner right there. You click on it, and it tell you all about the product.
That's awesome. So what if I want to use something from, like, the past, like a BlackBerry? I'm just kidding. You're like, well, why?
I think you need to get a new phone.
I'm just kidding to everyone who still owns a BlackBerry. We still care about you, but we're all talking about you in secret. So, all right. So that's awesome. That's coming up at CEDIA. For people who are unfamiliar with what CEDIA is or who they are, what that means, that acronym is CEDIA, Custom Electronic Design Installation Association. It is a very highly attended show specifically for what I just said, the Custom Electronic Design Installation Association, or crew, or people, dealers, installers on the residential side. And it's awesome. It's like the residential version of Infocom, if you will.
Sim, yeah.
Right? Resi, commercial.
Yeah. And I would, if you're listening, I would tell you, if you're unfamiliar with CEDIA, check them out. They have a lot of great things to offer. Go to CEDIA.org, check them out, come to the trade show if you can. I've been a member of CEDIA since 2000, so 17 years this year.
Wow. Congratulations.
I think 11 of those years now, I've served on a committee as a volunteer member in one way or another with CEDIA. And it's been a great way to meet people, to network with the organization, to grow my personal business, to grow my company's business. And I've been able to connect with other professionals in the industry at a higher level than me who I've learned from, and at an entry level who I've been able to help bring along as well. So it's a really exciting group. It's a great place to hang out and to learn something about our industry and to give back if you can.
And this year it's in San Diego, correct?
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to go to San Diego, man? It's going to be great.
I would love to. That is another place in California I've never been to, so I am missing out. And I can't make it
to San Diego.
No, yeah. I could probably be there in like 12 hours, 10, if I'm really anxious.
You're missing out, man. It's across the street from the Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh.
It's across the street from the ballpark, the Gaslight District. I mean, it's a cool area down there.
You know, the last time I was at a Hard Rock Cafe, I was at a CEDIA, and you were probably working at DP back then, where you guys had a event called Turn It Up to 11, maybe?
Yeah.
I think I have the lanyard in my closet here somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Was that the year you would give them like a little credit card, you could pop the guitar picks out of it?
I think so. I can't remember.
They rented out the entire Hard Rock. Yes, in Atlanta. They did it in Atlanta, and then they did it for Infocom in Las Vegas also.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, they rented out the Hard Rock and just had a big old party there. That was a lot of fun.
I'm not sure if I had met you there that time or not.
But I think we met in, I can't remember what year. It was one of the years in Indianapolis, though.
Okay. Yeah, because they had it 2 or 3 years in a row there, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, so unfortunately, I can't make it this year. If you are listening, you are a dealer, installer, anything that fits in the CEDIA acronym, if you will, a technologist, they're so now called, attend. Please do. It is well worth the money spent, and it, like Ken said, you, on multiple levels, from entry level to top level executive, there is so much information, and it's just great to be among the colleagues of our industry that are willing to share information as friends, not as enemies, not as competition, but more as an industry sharing the knowledge. And I think that's great. I've met some pretty cool people, Ken included, at these shows, and it's great. You know, it's rare that you get to talk with the people at the company that you do business with in person. It's a big world, and it's not always easy to get, you know, that kind of time with people with their products. And in this case, you know, where you guys are showing a new product at CEDIA that will be launching before anyone else, right? I mean, how often do you get to do that kind of stuff unless you are, I don't know, Ken, right? So there's that. Go to the show. It's CEDIA.org, and I think there's CEDIA.net. I always confuse the two. But check it out. That's the show. Do you know what booth number you guys are, by the way?
I do. Hold on 1 second. I just got to pull it up because I forget these things from time to time.
That's okay.
The booth number is 3615.
Good.
Yeah, I would say we're next to Snap AV.
Okay.
If you see them, and between Snap AV and Sonos, we're kind of sandwiched in there.
Okay.
3615.
3615, San Diego, California. It's going to be a good time, a great time. And check out Atlona. And what is it called? Horizon? No. What's the new product called?
Ooh, it's called Velocity.
Velocity. It was way off. Not Horizon. Silly Johnny.
Velocity is on the horizon.
Velocity is on the horizon, and it will be debuted at CEDIA. What, you said it's shipping middle of this month?
Yeah, it's shipping middle to late, second half of this month. It'll be available.
Okay.
Definitely want to check it out. We just had a webinar on it last month, which is recorded. If you head out to atlona.com, you can access that and play that back.
Okay. Now, what else? What else can we expect to see at CEDIA, or what else about the company is it that you offer? We talked about like the little Lego piece, right? That one piece that really does it all. But Atlona has grown far and surpassed that, or you have multiple solutions, right? Versus just like we have a solution that fits this larger solution, but now Atlona has become the larger solution. So is it fair to assume that if I have a project, Atlona could probably create a solution to fix that need?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got a lot of single application solutions that we've always built for. Those are still out there. We continue to expand those. They get bigger and better every year. But one of the really exciting frontiers, if you will, that our industry has launched into and we get to be part of networked AV or AV over IP, some people like to call it.
Right.
So we launched a product at the beginning of this year called OmniStream, which is an encoder and a decoder that sits on the IP network and allows you to take a source, feed it into an encoder, encapsulate that into IP packets, send it over a network, an IP network, to a decoder, and then display that on a display, a TV.
Right.
Now, why would you want to do that? You know, what's wrong with our HDMI cables and the HDMI that we've been using? Nothing. Those products are still great and are oftentimes still the correct solution.
You're right.
I've got one upstairs too. I totally get it.
Yeah, no, this is my little four-legged assistant by the name of Doodle, and he's kind of a jerk sometimes. So if you ever get any poorly written emails from me, he's writing them, but you can't get too mad because he's all paws and no thumbs, and he's only like 1 year old. He's tiny.
There he is. Hey, Doodle.
He's a rescue, and he's just missing his mom right now.
Awesome. Mine's a rescue too. That's the best kind.
Yeah. We went down to see who was in trouble and found a little guy. So
obviously networked AV is just kind of taking the industry by storm. Everybody's got a solution. We have some unique attributes to our solution that have made it very popular. Dual channel encoding and decoding, very fast transmission, very high quality signal. Also makes that product very ideal for the commercial market space, right? Okay. High quality, low latency. That's what it was designed for.
Right.
Now, what's really exciting is next month at CEDIA, this is privileged information. You're hearing it here for the first time.
Ooh, AV Insider first.
We will be launching a brand new version of OmniStream specifically designed for the residential market called OmniStream R-Type, R for residential. And so this is a streamlined version of OmniStream. We kind of strip out some of the things that make it uniquely commercial.
Right.
And add some features that make it more uniquely residential, but still giving it that exact same exciting speed and reliability that you get from the product originally, but now catered and priced for the residential market space. So that's just going to be a huge buzz for us at the show this year.
OmniStream R-Type.
Yep. And now you pair that with AMS 2.0, which is very similar to the Velocity we talked about a little earlier, and you've now got this amazing network-based control system and distribution system from Atlona. Now, the advantage of now going with networked AV over the conventional HDMI HDBaseT is that now we can build solutions any size. We're no longer limited to a matrix, for example, 6x6, 8x8. Networked AV is any number of sources to any number of displays in any configuration you want. One display, two displays, an entire video wall, any size you want, from any source, anywhere in the residence.
So, let's see, let me think about that. In terms of doing that, is there a solution currently that, that Lona offers? Like, let's say the video wall solution, it's networked AV over IP or however you want to say that.
Yep.
Is there, and now especially with the control, which, what did we call again?
It's AMS 2.0. I call it that because we've had a product called AMS that our customers have become used to using. You'll probably see something more unique when you get to Cydia this year. But
okay. So, oh man, I lost my thought there. I guess it wasn't that important.
No, I think maybe I see where you're going though, because when you're talking about unlimited scalability, unlimited sources or displays in any combination you want, think about some of the things you could do. You're in Napa Valley. I mean, take a winery that caters to weekend customers.
Okay. And
they've got a nice little gallery inside where they do a bunch of tasting. They got a couple different displays inside of there with a couple different sources. Some of those are showing cool pictures around the area in Napa Valley, customers enjoying the wine. Others are showing a feed from a computer that's almost like digital signage, talking about their process, their grapes, their bottling, however they do things. Then outside, there's something different. Maybe it's, you know, local venue or sports or advertising going on there. And then maybe on one particular wall on the inside, they just want to blow people away with their wine, and they do a video wall using consumer-grade displays they can buy off the shelf at Best Buy, paired with the Atlona system, tiled on a wall, let's call it 3x3, 9 displays, a nice size display on the wall, stunning imagery up to 4K that looks amazing with their imagery around their winery on a giant wall. I mean, people are going to have an amazing experience inside of there. Now, feed that out through our Dante-enabled audio distribution product and send that into a nice DSP, provide some background audio, some very unique targeted audio to where people are located, so the place sounds amazing but doesn't disturb conversations that are going on from people at the bar. You've now got an amazing experience, a multimedia experience. So now that winery has just made their foray into digital convergence. They've taken their customer experience to a digital level using the Atlona products that they were not able to ever do before, in a way where they have amazing amount of control and finesse with the system. Very easy for them to operate it. And the great thing about that, now your family has an integration company, you've installed this, you want to check in, it's Saturday, they had an issue with one of the displays, something's gone out. You remotely now, from your home or your office, can connect into your customer site. You have access to the entire solution for control, reboot, repair, whatever you need.
Does Atlona offer remote monitoring?
We don't offer remote monitoring. What we do is we give our customers the ability to offer remote monitoring. We have a software set up for them to do that. And on top of that, we allow them to build in kind of a backdoor user, if you will. So if they want help from Atlona, they can call up one of our technicians. They'll give us access. We can get online with them and help them out.
Cool. So what's the next step? Is Atlona going to start making speakers and amplifiers to kind of complete the package?
I don't think you're going to see us go that far. I mean, we're certainly not going to get into speakers. You're not going to get into high-performance amplifiers. But I will give you another privileged set of information.
Okay.
Here, you will see another line of amplifiers from Atlona. We do offer a very small 40-watt amplifier right now, which is ideal for a pair of speakers for a small conference room.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to expand that line, giving more power and more control for some bigger systems. Yeah. So we're expanding that line with a couple more models to give more power and more control to do a little bit more with audio. We're not talking about house-wide audio. We're not doing home theater. We're not doing high-end. This would be branching into the light commercial space, giving really good audio for small meeting spaces, conference rooms, maybe gathering areas, maybe even a small restaurant or patio, something like that. And then we will offer a more advanced version that will pair up directly with our OmniStream network system and the Dante audio technology, which will allow it to be part of a much bigger campus-wide audio system, if you will.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And this is all coming at Cydia or kind of in stages from
before? You know, you'll see all of this at Cydia. Okay. Although you see all of this in stages throughout the rest of 2017 starting the market. Awesome. Not to mention, particularly at Cedia, you'll see a number of HDR products, high dynamic range products. HDR has been very popular, especially in the residential space, more so than even the commercial, because you have a lot of integrators, a lot of manufacturers competing for the homeowner's attention. The best display, the best picture, the best imagery, pardon me, the best 4K HDR audio and sound and color we can get. So we're building products, and we have been building products all along for that space. A lot of our customers already know us as the 4K and HDR go-to solution provider, and we're expanding those solutions at Cedia this year. We will have a new HDR extender kit out. We will have a new HDR matrix out for our customers to use, allowing for that full 18 gigabit spectrum of HDR signal to be transmitted in those applications.
Awesome. Would you say that there's anything about the company? Well, I guess that's the question I'm going to ask. I won't say like that makes them different, but it kind of that now you're past the point of being the company that has the missing link, if you will, to becoming the entire solution, I think is what is now making you different than everyone else that used to be, or that is like Ilona used to be, I suppose.
So there's a couple of things that set us apart. So as you said, we now have more products, physical products for the solution, right?
Right.
So, okay, lots of companies have physical products for the solution. How sure. are we still different on top of that? There's a number of intangibles that you'll see, and I'm gonna start with the biggest one, all right? I'm gonna lead off with the big dog. 10-year warranty on every product you buy from Ilona. Nobody else in the industry offers a 10-year warranty on anything. At best, you're going to see 3 or 4 years. We believe in our products. We believe in the solution. We believe in our customers. We want them to be successful. So we have their backs. We give them a 10-year warranty on every product they buy from us with 1 year of advanced replacement of that product. So in the first year you buy it from Ilona, you have up to a year if you take it out of the box, turn it on, and it's DOA. You call us up, we advance overnight. You advance replace an overnight model
for you. That's awesome. 10 years. My cell phone's not even 10 years, and I have a BlackBerry. Look at that 10-year quality.
Get those real pointing there.
I see it. Yeah, 10-year quality. Is that 7 year support?
Yeah, that's 7 day week tech support.
Yeah,
we have an amazing award-winning tech support department. The guys are incredible. And in the bottom one, you see there's the education program, as I mentioned earlier.
Let's talk about that. I always ask about any sort of continuing education. So we've talked about a lot of big things, right? Controls, AV over IP, the new control system, new products coming out, HDR, and then the full 18 gig spectrum. It's a lot of things, right? But not everyone can be up to speed on it. Maybe not everyone has their certs, and everyone knows all the best way to say this, the nerd speak that we've been talking about for almost an hour now. So Ilona's a company, obviously, because you said it and we should talk about it now, offers education, right? So what type of education does the company offer for people that maybe aren't up to speed on all the latest specs and or a lot of things that we even discuss now?
So I mentioned this earlier. First thing I'll say is we want our partners to be successful. So our education is free. We do not charge
for
the education. We want you to have a successful experience with the Ilona brand. So we provide the training so that you can have a successful experience. Ilona Academy is the name of our program. You can go to Ilona.com/training or just go to Ilona.com and click the training button. There are several ways to experience our training program.
Okay.
The most common and the easiest way to do it is through our education portal, which you access right to that site I just mentioned. And once you log into the education portal, you have full access to our almost college-like array of courses. You start, like everybody, with the 100-level Ilona Technology Specialist course. This is about, depending on the speed of how fast you study, 4 to 6 hours of training material. And it's not specific to Ilona. It's training on what is, AV signals. Where are they going? What are things like EDID, HDCP? What about HDMI cable? What about category cable? What do I need to know about those things? What are the bandwidth requirements? How do we install those? How do we terminate the cable? A lot of good, what I call foundational AV education. That is just good learning. It's what your installers have to know to install. Your new designers or programmers need to know. And all of this stuff, your sales team need to know this. I've had so many companies come to me and say, do we have to go through this course? We're just sales guys. We just need to know about what your product is.
Yes, so you should.
Do me a favor. Go through the course. Take a couple. Just go through chapter one and call me and tell me what you think. 100% of the time, everyone calls me back and says, you know what? I just went through the whole course. It was so valuable. You gave me all of the things I didn't know or was afraid to ask somebody in simple, easy to understand language. And I have all of these, I have all of this ammunition in my backpack now. So when I'm talking to a customer, I know exactly what to say.
Yeah. As a salesperson, why wouldn't you want to know that stuff? I think I can understand. They're like, hey, do you really need to do this for just sales? And like, well, yeah, you should, because you should definitely have the answers ready before they get to you.
It's great. So you go through our 100 level course, which by the way, is both Cedia and Infocom accredited. It carries credits for both of those organizations. And you can advance to our 200 level courses. And this is where you actually get in to a loan of products. You're finally making a commitment to even hear about our brand, okay?
Right.
And here you start to learn about our different product categories, the products, what they do. And I don't recommend all of the salespeople go through every chapter inside of this course, but your installers and your engineers, they're going to want to know the ins and outs, the products, how to build the solutions.
Right.
This is a great place to go. We've also got really great courses on AV networking, everything for designed specifically for salespeople, so that they can talk intelligently about AV networking and solutions. And we got advanced networking courses that, you know, you're practically talking about, I'm thinking about going for my Cisco certification. I need a prepper course. Well, here you go. Come in and take our courses we've designed and handwritten. Again, all of these carry Infocom, CTS credits, CTSD, CTSI, standard CTS, CEU credits for Cedia. You can do quite a bit of renewal credits here. I mean, some of the big advantages of going through this training process, you know, increasing your knowledge of all these different audio video connectivity solutions is just invaluable. And again, it's free to do that. You know, you'll learn how to implement the Lona products in all of their new capabilities and solutions that are out there. I mean, it's up to date. Every time something new gets added, the system alerts you, hey, they've added a new module to it. You can come back and take some. It's a great way to learn how to design and sell effective AV solutions from a very unique solutions approach. In other words, we design our classes so when you're done, you're not thinking about, I need this switch, I need this extender. You're thinking about, my customer has a need, they have a challenge, how do I provide a solution to that challenge? And you're looking at a learner for solutions, not products. And that's what you come away with. From those classes. So
that's awesome.
Online is the first way to access the courses. It's the easiest. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year from any internet browser platform you've got, whether it's on a tablet, a mobile device, a computer. I can tell you by far and away our most accessed area is North America. I mean, it's number one. Number two is Europe. Number three, India. Number four, Latin America. Number five, Asia Pacific.
Interesting.
I have over 7,500 users in our system. We launched it 3 years ago. So we've had tremendous productivity. I mean, that's an average of over 200 accounts signing up for our training per month, 50 a week. We average over 50 unique IDs in our system every day. The busiest day that we see logins is on Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then followed second by Saturday at noon. And then Wednesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. We cover the gamut. We got people in the system all of the time. I mean, these are numbers that I would imagine a lot of our competitors and even companies like CD and Infocom would love to have, the kind of numbers we get in that training program. And I bring that up not to brag, but I bring it up to say it's successful and people like to use it. So if you're not using it, give it a try. Other ways you can access it, Lona Academy, is on our site. There's a list of factory training. We offer factory training in 11 different locations around the country, around the world. I'm sorry. We're in multiple places in the U.S., but in Zurich, in Australia, in the U.K., in the Middle East, in Poland, in Denmark, you name it. We've got it just about everywhere.
Yeah. So one more time, because I want to sign up, because I want to get some of this education, especially that it's free. What's the website that goes directly to the Atlona education course?
Atlona.com/training.
Okay.
Or you can type in AtlonaAcademy.com. Either way, you get right to that main training page. There's a great big button right on the front that says request an ID or sign up now, and you can immediately sign up and get access to it. You'll also find a link on there for all of our webinars. We offer a webinar every single month. It's a public webinar. They're only 30 minutes long. It's a great way to learn what's new, what's going on with Atlona. So register for those. They're free, easy to access. Also, the other thing I would suggest is to access our YouTube channel, which these same videos are also available on the training site. But I bring this up because a few years back, we were building a lot of different training programs. I've been doing it for a lot of years. And what the feedback I got from a lot of people were, we love your training programs. They're great. The problem is, when I need to know something, I'm standing on a ladder 8 feet in the air, and I'm trying to install something, or my head's behind the equipment rack and it's dark, that's when I need your information. I can't always get to it from there. I said, all right, then we're going to redesign everything that we do in video snippets. Video snippets. You don't have to watch a half-hour video manual to figure out how to do something from Atlona. You can watch our video snippets. We add dozens of videos every month to our YouTube channel. And I always tell everyone, take an Atlona expert in the field with you. All right? Right here. Take them on your phone. You can be on a ladder. You can be in an equipment rack. Pull up your YouTube. All of our videos are right there. You can watch it. Very simple, very easy. Diagrams, pictures, all voiceover, easy to get to. Anything you need to know while you're out on the site, you can access it right through our YouTube channel.
I think the next step for that education thing would be an app, an Atlona app.
Yeah, I agree. Who knows? Maybe you'll see that before too long.
I think that'll be the next hat that you'll have to wear by the end of the year. Like, hey, by the way, you're now in charge of the mobile app. I'm like, great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. I think that covers a huge portion of things. Okay. Again, it's going to be atlona.com/training, atlonaacademy.com. Take you basically the same place. Sign up. And as Ken stated, just take the first course. Just take that and see. Right? It's free. What's it cost except for a little bit of your time? I think it's a great idea. I'm going to do it once we're done here. Again, atlona.com/training, atlonaacademy.com will get you to the free education on a little bit of everything, the backbone, if you will, to our AV industry. Now, is there anything else we haven't mentioned that we should mention before we head out here?
Yeah, a couple of quick things. Okay. If you're going to make it to San Diego, please try and get there. You're going to love it if you haven't been to CD before. Plus, it's in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Our booth, 3615. Don't forget, we have an amazing giveaway. Our national sales manager for the residential channel, Victor Bout, is an extremely accomplished guitarist. A lot of people already know who I'm talking about. He's giving away a personal Fender guitar at our booth. You don't want to miss it. Also, we're going to have free beer. You can't. Awesome.
I threw a huge event one time called Peace, Love, and Beer. And I think the only reason that people showed up was because it said beer on the flyer. It was a huge event, by the way.
Hey, at least they showed.
Yeah. Yeah, free beer, signed guitar, check it out. And you get to speak with all the people at Atlona. I think that's great. And what is it, 61?
3615.
I'm just making up numbers, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Whatever. You can find
the big orange sign.
Yeah, there you go. And in case we hadn't mentioned a bunch already, if you head over to atlona.com, that's the website where you can check out everything we've kind of just discussed briefly into great detail. And anyone out there who's listening, who's interested in becoming a dealer, want to learn more about products, maybe they have a unique problem they need a solution for that Atlona could probably tailor something for them to fix that. What's the best way to reach out to the company?
Couple of very simple ways. Number one, Elona.com. Click on the contact us page.
Yeah.
What you want to do then is look for our pre-sale support team. That's my team. Those are the guys I mentioned earlier. They're there to answer all your questions. You want to talk to Art, Sal, or Steve. They'll get you completely squared away. Or if you don't want to jump on the phone, you can send an email to tss@elona.com. That's training and sales support or technical sales support. And we will get your email and make sure you get taken care of right away.
Awesome. Again, the website is atlona.com, atlona.com, atlona.com. Head over there. Connect with them in the ways that Kenda just mentioned. If you are more of a social person like myself, or maybe that's how you found about the company, or maybe that's just the way you choose to interact, there obviously are multiple ways to reach out. Let me list them for you so you don't have to go and look at atlona.com right just yet, but you can do it after the show. It's on Facebook, obviously, because who isn't on Facebook these days except for my mom, and I don't think she even knows it exists yet, but she'll figure that out later. Atlona is going to be facebook.com/pages/atlona-technologies. Instagram, if you're more a visual person, it's just @atlona_technology. If Twitter still exists tomorrow, it's @Atlona, which is pretty straightforward. They're on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Atlona-technologies. And of course, the YouTube page, which is very important. They all are, but YouTube, because you have the video snippets of education free, Atlona expert in your pocket. Take them on the go, take her on the go, take them, the company, as a solution on the go, wherever you go to your jobs to help you get through it. youtube.com/user/Atlona video demo. And I believe that kind of covers most of them, unless there's a few other. I'm sure if you just Google Atlona, you'll figure it out. Yeah. And in case I hadn't mentioned anything else, Ken, I think that's a pretty good roundabout of the company, correct?
Is that is that a Giants or a Niners hat?
Giants.
Well, here, close enough. This is for you, okay?
Hey, look at that. San Francisco 49ers.
A new Niners hat right there.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen the Niners. that is my team. Don't tell the rest of my family. They love the Raiders, and I'm not allowed to hang out. so that is everywhere you can interact with them. If anyone listening has any questions for me specifically, you can reach out to my email. It's johnny@ravepubs.com. That'll get you to me directly. And if you want to say you love the show, you hate the show, you get ideas, you want to be a guest on the show so you can tell me about your company solutions and or unique startup that's going to be bought by Elona tomorrow, reach out. You do that. I would love to hear any and all that stuff. Again, it's johnny@ravepubs.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @jmoto3, except for Snapchat. @jmoto3, that's somebody else. Don't follow him. He is somebody different. It's going to be AV_insider there. That's cool. Hang out. Say hi. Google me. Email me. Don't send me spam. I don't like that. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Thank you for listening to the show. Last time before we head out, atlona.com. Just go there, peruse, see some solutions, reach out. And then once you're ready for that free education, head to the atlonaacademy.com. And then, you know, increase your company to the next level. We'll catch you all on the next show, everybody. Ken, thank you so much for your time, expertise, and knowledge. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny. Hope to see you soon. Take care. Yeah.